You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. Episode, what is this, 62? Oh my God. I can't wait till I have no idea.
You know what I mean? I know, because we always started off with the number.
I know. Welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. I'm Anna Roisman. This is
Andrea Lopez.
Hello. We've been here 62 years and you're late to the party. That's all I got to say. We're in a goofy mood. I feel like just now something set us off.
It might be the aftershocks or the aftershocks. Just like the waves from the solar eclipse.
Literally coming to you live from New York City where we experienced a solar eclipse and an earthquake all within like, I don't know, what is it, 72 hours? Something psychotic.
Basically. I'm under the vortex of all of it.
Are you okay? Yeah, you're about to write all over your head. She's got a pen up to her face.
I noticed in last week's YouTube, because now you can watch us, I was noticing my body language and I said, I'm looking too much at my phone because we usually have a Google Doc of all of our shared notes.
Yeah.
So. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have a piece of paper, but.
So now you're going to look at the paper. She didn't really take too many notes. So I guess we don't have to worry about her looking down too much. Why don't you read what's on that paper?
We have JoJo Siwa / teeth. Got Great. It? We've got earthquake, just singular.
Great.
And then we've got fart walks.
Don't know if we need to go there. How was your earthquake, by the way?
My earthquake was very...
We'll start there because eclipse came later.
Because eclipse, right. Eclipse. It's, you know, it's so crazy because in New York, there's so many other elements. We've got construction all the time. We've got the trains.
Yeah.
There's so many normal noises that become very commonplace. So now when anything happens, I'm like, that's nothing. So when the earthquake, I was on my way to work. I was leaving my kitchen. And all of a sudden, I noticed the Brita shaking. And I go, that's weird. Well, it's got to be, this is a new apartment. So I'm thinking it's got to be the trains. I don't know how my new apartment, you know, settles into the ground and the asphalt. So I'm like, Mom, it's going on for a really long time. Oh my God, the frame on everything is shaking. And I go, this is so strange. And then it stopped. And I thought, trash truck. And that was it. And then I went on with my day. And then finally, 40 minutes later, we get the alert.
Yeah, way later.
Oh, earthquake. And I, like, then I realized, yeah.
Barbara Corcoran had already created a TikTok telling me there was an earthquake before Apple sent out the emergency alert.
That's when you know shit's not either used to it. Our alert systems are not ready to go.
Not ready at all. But you know who is ready to go? Barbara Corcoran. Social team.
I'm surprised.
Shout out.
How was Bethany Frankel not on the earthquake before Barbara?
I know. You know what? Someone just got fired from the Bethany team.
You already know. So yeah, mine was very basic. I was just in my kitchen and then it happened like after the fact. But where were you?
You know, I was in bed. What is it, 11 a.m.? I don't know. I've been having issues with the timing of getting up at 7 for the dogs and then like walking them. And then I'm like, okay, Anna, you're up.
Right.
Just stay up. And then I just sit on my bed. Yeah. And next thing you know, I am out cold and it's 2 hours later. Anyway, it was like 10:45 a.m.
Yeah.
I was in my bed. Jared was actually out in the other room working and the puppies were out there. And I noticed, started hearing glasses clink like in the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I noticed the room shaking. And I was like, God really wants me to get up. You know, I was like, this is a problem.
Shaking. He's quaking.
The earthquake was sent by God to get Anna out of bed.
Literally, I go, what? And guess what it did? Guess what that earthquake did? Got me out of bed. Because the dog started freaking out. And I was like, is that an earthquake or for real? Because I had a really big earthquake with Elton. I think it was just Elton.
In LA.
Yeah, like not long ago.
Oh my God, you are an earthquake follower.
What can I say? I'm a bi-coastal Quaker, okay?
Bi-coastal Quaker?
I'm a bi-quake.
Wait, that's the name of the show.
Bi-coastal Quaker?
To be honest, the fact that you experience both, that's a big wig move.
Within like 2 months. Yeah, 3 months. I don't know when it was.
Bi-coastal Quaker.
So yeah, I got out of bed and I was like, that was weird. And then I was one of those early adopters to Instagram, and I immediately went on my stories and was like, was that an earthquake? Did you guys feel that? And then I signed on Twitter, which is where, honestly,
where
I'm sorry.
You should get the news.
You get it right away on Twitter. You type in earthquake, boom, I got it all. And so then I was confirmed it was an earthquake while I'm like, Jared's like confirming it while I'm on Instagram being like, who felt that, guys?
Yeah, of course. Of course, the first thing we do. Yeah, I just posted on my story. apparently it was an earthquake, thought it was a trash truck. And then everybody from like Staten Island and New York were all like, same.
Yeah, literally.
We're just so accustomed to it.
I took a, I asked people a question on my Instagram and I said, what did you think it was?
Right.
Because it was funny. Like a lot of people said train.
Right.
A lot of people thought it was like, you know, construction, traffic, like, because you're saying like, we're all just so used to this shit. Yeah.
And it, are your buildings will shake from the train.
Yeah.
So like, it's not weird for that to happen.
But then people from Philly were like, I felt it in Philly. And I was like, oh, come on. I hate Philly. I'm from Philly. I'm like, I'm like, all these Philly people are like, it reached us. We're so special.
Right. It was crazy how far down it went.
Like, yeah.
It went from Connecticut, New York, Philly even. The DC people didn't feel it. But do you remember, were you here 10 years ago almost when there was another earthquake?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
You remember that one?
I don't think I felt that one.
I was here for that. And it was a, I think on the Richter scale, it was lower. And it barely, just like this one, I barely noticed it happened. I was in a diner with my grandma. And I was
what
in Jersey. And I, like literally the same sort of thing.
Coffee mug is like,
yeah, basically. Like the coffee mug shook. And then people were like, we just had an earthquake. And that was it.
Damn.
And it was like a big deal because it never happens here.
Of course,
but this week, same thing. I think I don't even know where I was when it happened. I didn't feel it. My dad texted me and was like, did you feel that earthquake? I must have been like on a in transit, like on a bike or something. I had no idea it happened.
Yeah.
And then everybody was talking
about
it.
People that were driving could not. Yeah, they they couldn't feel anything.
I think if you were on the street, I don't think you felt it.
Well, because you're already like shaking,
moving
bumpy,
around.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the crazy thing is the traffic that it caused. Why did it cause traffic?
Did it?
Yeah, there was like backed up for hours.
Well, because you didn't see
Brooklyn.
The part where the pavement of the city opened up and a giant monster popped out.
I missed that.
Godzilla or something?
I mean, it's just nuts. People, we're so just not
who
used to.
Who are you
going to
call?
the rubbernecking that New Yorkers do. On any sort of, there could be a little accident with a motorcycle. It causes the other, like,
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I hate the city's traffic. It's worse than LA. It's the worst city to drive in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad here. Any
it's
breath,
just
they're like, traffic.
It's Mack trucks. There's more Mack trucks than cars in this city. I'm
so
always behind
stupid.
A Mack truck. So anyways, that was the earthquake.
Yeah.
It's just funny how some people experienced it and some people didn't.
And
depends
I felt
where
the second
were.
One later that day.
You felt the second one. I did not feel
any there was a little like, and we were like, oh, again?
Oh, what?
Just a little shake, you know? It wasn't long. It wasn't as long. It wasn't as intense. And people were like, the aftershocks. And I was like, how long do we get these for? This is so weird.
Did you have an aftershock for the big one in L.A.?
I don't remember. No, I just remember
the big
one.
It happened 2 months ago.
I grabbed the dog. It was that like crazy.
She's like, I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I just remember grabbing the puppy. He was so little. And I was like, what do I do? No one taught me in schools. Where are you supposed to go?
Under a
cover?
The door frame.
Okay, well, I forgot that. No one told me that. They told me not to do like heroin, but they didn't tell me to like sit my ass under a door frame during.
We didn't go to school in LA. There was barely any earthquakes over here, so we didn't have earthquake training.
What did we have to go under our desks for? That was definitely one of the things that we had to do in elementary school.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
And that, I guess that was for.
I think desks was the beginning of like lockdown drills, wasn't it?
Oh, like lockdown for like school shooting.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that's
because I think for earthquakes you're supposed to be in a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Like the door frame.
Well, what do you do if you're
I don't
a kid
know why.
In schools? Because the door frames, aren't they supported by kind of like large support beam? They're the strongest of.
So the idea is that the house won't collapse on you?
But yeah. Or you go into a bathtub so that the wall will fall on the bathtub and you'll still be safe in the.
Damn.
It doesn't seem like great advice.
Let me tell you, nobody's doing that. When in 10 seconds of shaking, you're just like, oh shit, this is cool.
I think if the earthquake is bad enough, the house is going to fall down anyway, wouldn't it?
I just 100%. Go, should I get up?
Yeah.
Right. Well, the craziest thing is there was just a big one in Taiwan. And so of course my mom, we were just talking about it, like praying for the people of Taiwan. And then when it happened here, I go, no way. This is an aftershock from Taiwan. God. Also, this was just so minuscule compared to what they got, but crazy.
So crazy. Yeah, nothing really happened. Like, there are no earthquake stories where people are like, I fell down the stairs. Like, no.
Right, right.
I haven't heard any, at least, you know?
A baby was born during the earthquake.
Oh, there was a good news story during the earthquake. Ooh. I talked about it on stage this week at a show. A man in New Jersey was having a vasectomy during the earthquake.
Oh.
And the surgeon had to stop. Yes, this is real. You know how it's real? It's in People magazine.
and Google.com, obviously the most trusted news source.
And just here's the thing, and I talked about it this week. I was like, just picture, you know, the doctor being like, there's an earthquake. We can't slice and dice these balls yet. And so, or the dick, I don't know what they do. What are they? The balls, the dick?
No, they cut your vas deferens. Got so it. It's like the core.
Vasectomy.
The core.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not.
It's, big wig science.
Anyway, I knew what was happening. But this guy, it's like his face, like too, and with the headline. And I'm like, he gets out of surgery and they're like, I'm sorry. It took a while. We had to stop for the earthquake. But guess what? You're a fucking celebrity now, dude. You're on the front of People magazine. Cause he's like this in the photo. Like,
he's so excited.
I'm a fucking American hero. Yeah. Like,
that is hilarious.
Only in America would that make, you know, headlines. Like a cover.
Yeah.
What story. A country.
Seriously.
Yeah. Nice so country around here.
Okay. So moving on to next weather related news. Where were you during the eclipse? Because that we had time to prepare for.
We did. Did I prepare? No. Because I thought it was last week.
She texted me. She's like, did you get the glasses? I was like, nope. I didn't even prep. I didn't even think about it.
I'm happy I didn't get the glasses on Amazon because there was tons of recalls.
Really?
Some people didn't get the right certified ones. The American Astrological Association. No.
NASA.
American.
National.
No, there's the AAS Society.
Don't ask me
which
to
is
spell out NASA.
American Astrological Society. And then NASA. National Astrological Society of America.
Okay.
I don't know. I made that up.
Okay.
It sounds good. So I didn't get the glasses. We didn't get the glasses.
I didn't get the glasses. And the best part is like, there were like, I only learned about them that day. Like,
what, the glasses?
Yes.
I didn't. What?
I'm not even kidding.
You posted a picture of you and Jared years ago with the glasses.
Yeah, but he got them like that day and then I threw them in the trash after that.
Well, yeah, no one's saving that.
So I didn't remember like, yeah, and they were at Warby Parker. So that day I go, Jared, oh, everyone's talking about these glasses. He's like, yeah, I already went to Warby Parker. They're out of them. And then I had a person I know like message me and was like, I have 8 pairs and I live in Chelsea. I'm like, I'm not going to Chelsea right now to watch.
Damn.
For these glasses. These glasses to get a piece of paper.
No.
Yeah, I really didn't care.
Yeah, that's what you said. You're like, is it weird that I don't care? Honestly, it's over sensationalized.
Yeah.
I cut up a cardboard box, put some aluminum on it. There was this trick you could do. And that was just to see the reflection of the shadow. It's not actually for viewing the legit thing. Did it work?
Did it work?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did it totally wrong. You saw the janky picture.
At least you channeled it right your here. Inner like fourth grade science, you know, project.
I got excited with my tape and my scissors. I did. And a little aluminum foil.
Can I, didn't work. May I ask the room, is it any different to see it like in the sky than it is to see it on a video or like on a picture? Is there any more juice to it to actually stand there and look at it?
I guess you can believe it because you have those photos. I'm like, these are not from this year. They don't look like
the Getty images that they post with like the sun rupturing. You don't get to see the sun rupturing around the ring. Like it was having massive explosions, but you don't see any of that. It's very, very tiny in your eye line.
I was on the L train and I was like, this is my story. Everyone's going to be like, did you see the solar eclipse? And I was like, I was on the L train.
How New York of you?
Fuck my life. No, it was so sad because my friend was like, he's like, I needed a photo. And he was like, I could take a photo. Robbie, my good friend. I was like, I need a photo of Kris Jenner. And he's like, I have something. He's like, come in between like my things. Come at 3:15. I go, woof, peak eclipse. Peak
eclipse hour.
Time. Because Jared's like, we'll go to the roof. I'm sure someone will have the glasses up there and we'll just like be able to like borrow or whatever. Right. And I was like, I gotta go. I'm gonna be on the train. Because I thought about driving and I was like, wait, they say don't drive in the eclipse. Right. You know, God forbid, like I get blinded. I'm behind a vehicle.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, you made me think like the recalled ones. Do you think there are a bunch of people out there with like no eyeballs anymore? Just like fucking Amazon. Fuck you.
Yeah,
you never hear that story that like the day after the fact, how many people went blind looking at the.
Well, it says it takes a couple days the effects to happen. It
really?
Can happen. I totally looked at it like twice.
A woman says she has a blind spot now. She was on also a People article. People is really covering the hot topic.
You know, people's like, we don't need to do celebrities anymore. Let's do real news.
Yeah, stories. Yeah.
Yeah, she had a blind spot in her left eye from looking at the last eclipse. And so she said, be careful because I looked at it. But Trump looked at it and seems to still have his eyesight.
I always am a little blind, but I think that's because I wear a prescription. So I'm
maybe.
Yeah, but last night I was looking at Jared across the room and I'm like, am I blinder or did the eclipse hit me? You know what I mean? Did it get me?
Do I need to?
So I got out of the train in Tribeca and there's like a billion people. I filmed all these people. I was like, this is so funny looking. And I was literally like, what are you guys looking at? Like one guy looked at me and was like, shut up. He didn't say it, but that's the vibe I got.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. And then I go up to Robbie's roof. He had a pair of the glasses. So I caught like the tail end. So yeah. I did see it. And I was kind of like, okay.
Do you remember last?
Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
Earthquake over eclipse. If I had to rank them this week.
If you're in the path of totality.
Yeah.
That's the coolest part.
What
to
were
not
we in?
Be, we were in partial coverage, so it got like a little darker. But to be in the path of totality, where like Texas people,
yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, it felt a little bit like the Twilight nighttime. Zone, and everyone told me it's gonna get really dark,
no,
and then it's gonna get bright again. It's gonna be like this whole fucking poltergeist moment, and I was ready for it. It was kind of like a little hazy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
it was very apocalyptic, kind of yellowish. But to be when it's nighttime, that's crazy.
It made me want to work at a corporate office again. Like seeing all these companies out there like bonding with their glasses.
That's the only fun they've had in months though.
This was like the field trip of the year. Yeah. They were all outside like, and you were like, that's clearly like a startup that's just fucking out here like living their one moment.
Totally.
It's so strange though that it was this moment. I mean, like I'm all for any kind of moment that brings people together.
Yeah.
Like if there's a moment where for a minute the guns are put down and everybody's just enjoying the eclipse together. But there, to me, there was just something so dumb about the fact that like, you know, schools were let out early. Yeah. People were leaving their offices. Like my dad was sending us pictures of him and his glasses. He just like left work early to look at the eclipse.
Look at the eclipse.
It's just a weird thing for everything to shut down for.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. Yeah, I agree. And I find it quite underwhelming.
That's
but
so funny.
You know,
one of my
parents are on vacation. None of this has affected them.
Oh, so they didn't even like look at the glass. They didn't even know.
I have no idea. They were like, earthquake, weird. I'm like,
you had to let them know about the earthquake. They didn't even check in on you.
They
turned their phones off.
They don't know. They don't. My mom believes when she's in another country that like she can't access anything. I'm like, right. I'm like, bitch, you have an iPhone.
I can't text you. I'm going to get the texting charges for roaming.
She realized now that if she's on Wi-Fi, she can like FaceTime and stuff. So we FaceTimed a couple times, but I'm like, there was an earthquake. She's like, weird, not in Mexico. I'm like, okay.
Crazy. We haven't seen it here.
What like were you going to say? I cut you off. You had something.
Oh, my one friend didn't watch it because she believes that it's kind of bad juju to watch the sun do its thing.
I've heard
that. Supposed to kind of like, let it be.
So then maybe I am, you know, in the minority, but like, you know, it's a good thing I didn't really care to watch it.
Right.
I didn't stand out there for fucking 45 minutes. I was like, I'm going to get on the train.
Yeah, and then I got worried that I looked at it.
I looked at it for sure. When I got out of the train, I was like, what are they all looking at? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. It's the eclipse. So I thought out of anybody, you'd be very excited because it's rebirth, renew. It's a whole new season.
Well, here's the thing. I looked it up, okay? And they said, do not charge your stones during a solar eclipse.
Interesting.
It could bring, it's actually, because it gets dark, it could bring bad energy to things. So I don't know if it's a rebirth, maybe not for all people. You know what I mean?
What? It chooses?
You know, it depends on your sign.
Depends on your sign?
What are you?
Leo.
Check. You thought I had the answer. I was like,
bitch, yes. That was the most calming. What is your sign? Tell me. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. Leo, you got to look that up.
What the heck? Hold on. Give me 10 minutes. I'll let you know.
Give me a break. Listen, I'm checked out. So are you. I'm leaving to Punta Cana. Are you going to miss me?
Oh, I'm going to miss you. Don't leave me. Don't go to the DR without me. I need a fucking vacation.
You do. This is a forced vacation. This is my friend's getting married. So it's everybody needs a vacation.
That's nice. That's nice. It is another wedding. Andrea goes to more weddings than anyone I ever met.
Me too. I can't. I'm honestly stunned.
This is not true.
It is.
You guys remember. You know why?
I still owe a gift from 3 months ago for a wedding. Okay. Talk about.
We just got invited to a Vancouver wedding today. We just got to save the
shit. Shut up. Vancouver?
Yes.
Every wedding you go to also is in another place, another country.
You know, it's when people move. That's in August.
Holy shit.
Put the save the dates. I go, this year? Oh my God.
How many do you have on the books for this summer already?
Can you just
honestly
say no?
Honestly, none this year. This is my only one and it's not even, summer. So
you could say no.
Okay. This and we could. This is an Italian and a I think she's Colombian. So it's, I mean, it's going to be good food.
Humongous too. I bet.
Could be humongous. It's
like 500 people at this wedding.
Now this is one of Nick's like podcast buddies and he's hilarious. They do golf content. So like, there's going to be some big hitters there.
Pun intended.
I have a wedding in May. I'm going to Where are you going?
LA.
Very nice.
Yeah. My really good friends are getting married. So okay, I'm excited.
See, this is exciting.
Yeah, but it's not like a big like deal. You know what I mean?
Not Colombian or Italian?
No, like it's going to be so nice. It's small. It's going to be just like chill. Yes. Like they made it very easy for everyone. You know
see,
what
that's
I mean?
Nice, there's though. Like, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's because they're in their 30s and they're like, yeah, let's just have like a small, chill, cool An wedding.
Intimate. I appreciate the intimacy because you feel kind of it's more special than it's just like a couple people hanging out.
It'll be great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how small. It's probably like 100 people.
That's manageable to me. These 300, 400 people weddings is crazy.
That was like a wedding.
Jeez.
Crazy. How much does a 400 person wedding cost?
In what city? New York? I mean, 500 grand.
So where was the last like 400 person wedding that you went to? Were those the Midwest weddings?
Those weren't even that big. I mean, like 200.
I went to one in Jersey in December.
That one looked bomb.
Huge.
Yeah, that was like, what, 300?
Yeah.
So that's an expensive.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's like a $200,000 wedding.
That's a house.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
That is a home.
Don't worry, guys. I'll invite you guys to my wedding one day. It's going to be small and somewhere remote, but I'm going to pay for everything. So you're just going to have to show up.
That is so.
You have to pay for your flight. I think I'm going to pay for like everything. Just get a flight.
No
just
shit.
That's my dream.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's my goal.
That's an amazing goal.
That is a good goal.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. That's the plan. People always say, when are you going to get married? When are you enjoying? I go, when I can afford to do it the right way, you'll be invited.
That's responsible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm into that.
You know, ask me in a year if I have to move again. I might just be like, Jared, let's just get married to get some fucking new plates, you know? But
if Anna decides to get a third dog, forget it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought about it today.
I was this close to adopting a dachshund.
No.
I was.
When?
Like a month ago.
You keep sending
me dogs and my friends keep sending me dachshund videos and I go, this is happening.
Okay, there's a really cute puppy today though that I sent you from the breeder I got my angels from.
My
Billy Joel and Elton John's.
Yeah.
You know, same breeder, not same dog, but it was, I'd never heard of have a malt.
Oh, have
Maltese Havanese. It's the cutest fucking little teddy bear I've ever seen. Anyway, if anyone's looking, you know, DM me because I don't know, someone should get this dog. It has a look. And I was like, oof.
It gave you the look?
It gave me a look. It was really cute. You know, like not the ick, like the ooh, I love the love look.
Yes, absolutely.
So sweet.
Absolutely.
Anywho.
Yeah, did we hit, is it already been 30 minutes in?
You're at 22. 23.
Wow, I love getting the time on air.
I didn't mean to ask, but I just was worried.
It might be a good time to.
All right, let's take a little breaky poo and come back with some news.
Hard news.
Hard news.
Pop culture.
Big week sports.
Okay, Pookie, you look fine tonight. Welcome. Yeah, you know, I needed a quick break because I just saw that all of these... Do you respect when TikTokers get welcomed to these carpet events?
It's weird because it's like you were just doing videos on TikTok, but now you're like a celebrity. Like
now they're doing appearances.
It's weird. Like great, good for them. Like cool, but also like isn't it strange? Because my mom would have no idea who any of these people are.
Well, that's true. That's true. And so I think it's a fine line because by all means, like invite us. You know, we'll work the event. We'll be the hosts. But like, you know what I mean? But are we like shooting ourselves in the foot by saying like, what are these TikTokers doing there?
No, I think there are some people that go from like 0 to 1,000 overnight.
So fast.
And not for any, like we were just saying about Pookie, like not for anything other than showing off their money.
Yeah, in that sort of way, it depends on what their content is. But if you're like a pop culture guru, like you're doing something that's on topic with the trend.
A musician.
Obviously.
A comedian. Yeah. Fine. But like when you're literally just standing there being like, I'm wearing Chanel. It's like, okay, wait, And you're getting invited to the hottest like events.
Pookie looks quintessentially Pookie tonight. And then they're making
Pookie
their way.
Look like fire.
Street fire. Straight fire tonight, Pookie. You know.
We love the one shoulder Pookie.
Oh, God.
He knows way too much about women's
way
stuff.
Way too much. Fashion. You're so right. He's really into like the looks and certain things, and people have things to say about that.
Yeah, but right.
I'm watching the carpet. I saw the coverage, and not only were Pookie and
of the CMT
Jet
there, Awards,
the CMT Awards.
We were just discussing the difference between CMT and CMA,
and it's really just one letter.
And TMJ,
the same show, one
same,
letter,
the same thing, yeah. Same coverage, same artist.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you can say that for a lot of other.
So you were watching this coverage.
So I'm watching the coverage, not even watching. I'm watching the TikTok coverage, and I see them, and then I also see the Montana Boys.
Wow.
Now, that makes sense for them because they're country-esque. They all got the cowboy hats. But what do? Not much.
I was going to say, did they perform their new country hit single?
Dancing? No.
Nothing.
Because they just do a lot of the dancing and the things. But,
you know,
Christy Cavallari wasn't even there, but the Montana Boys were there.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's
like, to be hot and have followers, I guess, is all you need now.
Oh, I know.
Ugh. That's painful to hear. You know?
Like, you're just, like, hot. And like people follow you for being hot and rich or rich, you know?
That's true.
Because I'm sorry, but he's not hot, Pookie's husband, but he's rich. So people are like, we love Jeb.
But he does seem like a good, in the videos at least. Now he could be controlling and like a psycho.
Who knows? Yeah,
we have no idea.
He seems obsessed with her in the videos.
He seems
which
in love.
Nice.
And like, if I could be welcomed home by an espresso martini, please.
Right. An Hermes bag on my bed. I'm like, oh my God.
By all means.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. But that's all I saw about the CMT
Awards.
Maybe
we should tell our boyfriends, take a lesson. Is his name Jet? Take a lesson from Jet. I said Jeb before.
Jeb Bush.
I'm still mad at Jared because about a month ago, he was like, let's do another video as them. Ordered him a fucking shirt to do.
Right.
From Amazon for like $38. And now it's too late to return it. And have we done that video? No.
Amazon, I've got to do an Amazon return today. These glasses, too large of a frame, but I'm all about them. They're just like your blue ones.
My blue ones.
The blue shades you always wear to the airport.
Oh, yeah. Those stay in a travel bag. Aren't they so silly?
Smart. No, I love them.
My yellow ones, though, are like my nicest glasses because I have a yellow tinted one, but those have my prescription.
Those are prescription.
Those are like the real deal. Those blue ones, I don't know where I got. Maybe Amazon.
You return them days after, like months after. Or no,
no, there's an expiration date.
Oh.
You got to check your orders,
right?
You know, and see.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. It wasn't already too much to do. Let's talk about JoJo Siwa, speaking of awards, because
Oh my God. Where was she wearing that outfit? Was she at the CMT Awards?
No, she was at, was it the
Cheesecake Factory?
that's where Kanye and Bianca are always at.
Twice in a week.
Dude, get better choice, like get better selections, get twice a better palette.
In a week. Wait, where was JoJo Siwa dressed as Kiss? That's my question.
The way that she's trying to make this this transformation, I don't know if I'm liking the way she's going about it. It's a little shocking.
It's fast.
It's fast. I think that's the only problem I have with it is just how fast it is.
Right. Like, I don't know. If you watch her on TikTok and then one day she walks out with like a mohawk and like black and white makeup and you're like, is it Halloween? And she's like, nope, guys, this is me now.
It is truly a roll of the dice with her. It's just like you have no idea.
You always know she's going to be in a jolly good mood.
Yeah.
But you just don't know the look or vibe she's giving off.
Yeah. I love it. We were talking about this before and I was like, I kind of love it. She's like having a moment right now of like, anything goes, you know?
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
And it's funny because right before we were on air, right before we started on camera, we were talking about like losing your mind in your 30s or like, you know, kind of losing direction or whatever in your 30s versus your 20s when you're kind of like too wrapped up in shit to like lose your mind. Am I saying this correctly, Mike?
You
said it more eloquently beforehand.
So I think what happens is creative people tend to start drifting away in their 30s.
Yeah.
Because I think you...
Drifting away sounds better than losing your mind.
Yeah. Well, because it's not truly like losing your mind.
Yeah,
it's like,
no, you're with yourself.
Yeah. Everybody gets weird, I think, the older that they get because you get more confident. You care way less about what people think about you.
Yes.
And you like I see this with men constantly. Like men will eventually move into an era of their life where they're like building little ships in a bottle and they're like doing stuff in the shed. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, they pick up hobbies because they don't go out anymore and like married home life or whatever. Usually when you're with somebody and there's some like something holding you into reality, grounding you, like a wife and kids and all that stuff, you don't get that weird. You get kind of weird, but everybody gets kind of weird.
Right. When you don't like, have shit to do.
Exactly. When you don't have any of that shit and you're already kind of like a person with a screw loose, as most creatives are. Mm-hmm. I think if you don't have some sort of like thing that's keeping you normal, you really go off into your own world a little bit.
How old's JoJo?
She's still young, though, but because she's a child star, I think she matured at a much faster rate.
She's like
rate.
40, right. even though she's like
it's 25. It's dog years, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I
so
love
she's
it.
Going through her 30s transformative years. I think she's just breaking out of that rainbow kid thing that she was into.
Well, she came out a couple of years ago, too.
And then she came out,
Which is also, that was probably like a really big moment for her and her fans, at least, to be like, oh, wow, like she's like,
I know her from this, but now she's turning into, this is her new person.
Yeah.
She's 20.
20.
Okay, this, no.
I should kill myself.
There's no way. That can't, that seems like it can't be right.
JoJo's lived a life.
She's lived many lives.
She was born May 19th, 2003.
Oh,
so she's going to be 21 in like a month.
So 2003?
She seems 35.
I honestly felt like if I met her, I'd be like, we're friends, right? Like, I fucking love you.
She shares a lot online. But the thing I think is that she just shares to be different. Sometimes I get that vibe. She's like, I like porn now.
That was really funny. That's what she said on the red carpet interview.
She just came out with, I like porn. And she just says these very outlandish things that are always great for headlines. But I go, but do you really? Or are you just trying to make a statement?
But it's also a good point that like the dog years aspect of it, not calling her a dog, obviously calling it like just childhood.
Dog years, she progresses fast. Yeah.
This is around the same time Miley had her like moment, right?
Where all of a sudden the head.
Yeah. She was like giving wearing Jordans and like whatever. It was around 20 years old, I think.
Right.
So it would make sense that if you like have lived a showbiz life as a kid.
Yeah. This like, is your 30s.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, I'm not a teenager anymore.
Right.
Hello, I'm fucking 20 years old.
Right.
AKA, I'm 85. I'm Kiss.
Right.
AKA.
So the real question is going to be, what is JoJo Siwa look like at 45?
Interesting.
What does that life look like?
Like Hampton's mom with like four kids.
You think so?
No.
She's going to lock it all the crazy up and just kind of just go to
she's going to have a basement and be like, this was from my era of pop. And this was my punk.
I just don't understand how much she has so much energy. When I watch her 20 videos.
Yeah, right. She's 20.
She's 20, Dre. Jesus. She can have a soda and that's like having like cocaine. And she's like, I had a Coca-Cola. Let's fucking dance.
Like whenever I watch her on Snapchat, she has like 55 frames. And she's like, today I got a new cupboard for my kitchen. I'm building it. You're like, how do you have so much energy to build a cupboard? I don't understand. She's like, today I'm taking my braids out. And she just wakes up already. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I wish I was so productive at 20.
Same.
Same.
Or even, you know, 30. I don't know. Wait, what did she say about her teeth? So there's a whole thing. She said she spent $50,000 on her new teeth.
Okay. Now these are all like fresh veneers.
Fresh veneers.
When you're 20, why are you getting veneers?
Because she's 20 now, which is, again, in JoJo Siwa
world. She's 35.
She's 35.
Right.
And again, thank you for reminding me.
She's 35.
She's not 35, but mentally, 35. She's 35.
I also think, I actually appreciate it because so many, like, celebs get a full, fresh set of veneers and never say anything. And you're like, whoa, like, they didn't have that white. Did they whiten their teeth? Like, the fact that she's just laying it out, like, I spent $50,000. Check out my new teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
When you get veneers, you saw down your natural tooth and they stick on this mold.
Yeah, they pop on a tooth.
They pop on. But how long does that glue last? Like, are you like it's a $50,000 for just you don't have to touch it. Basically, you still have to. And do you brush your teeth? Because I would feel like my little baby teeth would get moldy and disgusting.
I mean,
I'm scared of veneers, but I want them, but I'm scared of them.
Yeah. No, one day I don't want them. Love to get a little touch up, you know,
a little touch a whitening. And then you can also just get it's like a white mold around to shape it up. I think that's all I need to do. Just a nice little shape up.
Yeah.
But a whole new veneer set. You got to saw down your teeth. No.
Scares me.
No. But she still, I always thought she had great teeth. She has a very fresh face.
I don't remember her teeth like before versus after. So it's good. I guess they're natural looking. But I'm excited to see what else she wears. You know what I mean? Like,
is she going to be the new Julia Fox?
I don't know.
They're so different.
They're
like the same, but they're different.
Right. Well, completely. Julia Fox is.
Yeah.
Like, I have used to be S&M, and I think JoJo wants maybe to
Julia was a dominatrix in high school at the job.
She's that's like, wild.
I was folding jeans in a local clothing store.
Her book is ridiculous. She's like, and as I walked on the floor, I tried to get some Coke and I swept it up and I noticed an old roach. I was hungry, so I ate it.
Yeah. You're like, it's really that wild?
No, yeah. The book is insane.
I have a new outfit to do for her.
Which one's this?
I was supposed to do it yesterday and it didn't happen. And, you know,
eclipse.
Okay. I blame the fucking sun.
Of course.
She recently wore, everyone was like, dude, that's just, and it's kind of a funny one because I don't have to be naked. She recently wore hair extensions as shoes. Did you see this? Her blonde hair extension shoes?
No.
Wait, you haven't seen this? I'll show you. Don't worry about it.
Well, hair extensions were shoes.
She literally wore hair extensions, like blonde feet. I don't know how else to say it, as her shoe. Here, I got to find it.
I mean, she's really setting new standards for the creativity. You can really use anything around the house.
Hair shoe.
As an accessory.
Here you go. Here you go. It was honestly, it was a fantastic look. See? Blonde.
Oh, dude.
Hair extension shoe.
You guys, this is magic. Wow.
So I'm just like going to go out and like walk around town in her shoes, you know? We have to make a video together before her show drops.
Absolutely.
Which is called OMG Fashion.
That is really wild, man.
They look little Grinch feet, like little long blonde Grinch feet.
They're so funny. So, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. No pants and no shoes. Just of hair. Course. Just hair around the ankles. Just
the hair extensions. Yeah, JoJo. I think JoJo and Julia need to do... J&J.
They'll probably do something again.
Gotta do something.
Maybe together. JoJo will be like a guest on OMG Fashion.
I think she should.
With Julia, hosted by Julia and La Roche, who does all of
Julia's.
Zendaya's looks.
Oh my God. Thoughts on the tennis shoes?
I was gonna say, speaking of, did you see those Loewe heels?
How could you miss those? Now, some people are saying that it's just too on brand. It's like, oh, you're going to a tennis event, so wear some tennis shoes.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. Loved every second of it.
They were funny. I thought they were cute.
They were amazing.
I like the whole outfit.
The whole outfit. Slayed.
Yeah.
Duh.
Who did Loewe make the dress too?
I don't know.
The shoes were cute. I sent them to my mom because she would 1000% buy those.
They were. I don't even think I would wear them. I would want them in a like casing
art.
In my exactly.
Yeah,
they're so cool.
They would be showcased in the closet with like a little spotlight on them. You know,
oh, can't wait for a walk-in closet that just displays art.
Yeah,
me too. God damn.
Yeah,
me
when do we too. Get that?
When do we get that?
When do we get that in our house? Huh.
I went tanning yesterday and I had my little, I'm prepping for the Dominican sun.
Like tanning or spray
tanning bed.
Oh my God. Yeah, because
the UV rays are so bad in DR. And I put my little tanning goggles on and I just,
why don't you just get a spray tan?
Hi, Sam. Because I'm worried that sometimes it's splotchy. At the beach. I'm about to get a crazy tan. So I just wanted to prep my skin for the crazy UV tans.
Damn girl.
It's like UV9 over there.
Oh,
get
I was like, I don't know the numbers. SPF 3040. No.
Yeah. SPF 3040.
I don't think I've ever known what a UV, like there are certain things I just are not in my brain.
No, for sure.
What do we have here?
Yesterday was a UV4, which is just not strong at all.
Do you look it up every day? Like
this is a Nick thing.
He looks up the UV rays.
I don't know if it's an Italian thing. Maybe Mike, you tell me, but
Nick, I don't look at shit. I never wear sunblock.
Like, Dre. Fucking UV3 today. We're not gonna get no sun. I'm like, what? So now I started looking it up, and it's on the weather app. Just when you look up your weather, you just scroll down and it says the UV index. And if it's a 6 or a 7 for like the core hours of the day, 1, 2, 3 PM, you can get a good tan. But if you're outside in the sun and the sun's only UV ray 3, kabosh.
I'm all about a spray tan these days.
I love a spray
because
tan.
I don't want to wrinkle. I'm scared, you know.
True.
I'm scared of the sun. Like I used to be obsessed with getting tan. And if I'm in a warm, if I'm in the DR, right. I will lay out for like a little bit. But
right.
I try not to as much because I think it melts your Botox.
That's true. Mine's been melted, so I need to go back.
I'm like, I have to wear a hat. My Botox is going to melt.
For sure, wear that. For sure, wear the bonnet. Wear the coverage. Wear the shade.
Wear it.
But your whole body can be tan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think sprays are healthier now.
No, I'm totally advocating for the spray.
They've done better.
like no splotch
than right. they used to. Yeah, it is always awkward to be butt naked in front of someone, you know.
Well, I do the Versa. You can do the spray in the machine.
I've never done that.
I've never had a person.
Oh my God, I love when they just like tone you and do everything.
Wait, you can get abs?
Oh my God.
What?
You walk out of there and you're like, I need to walk around naked. I look so fucking hot.
I've never had that in my life.
Dre, you gotta get someone to come over. They pop a tent. They pop the tent. They spray the shit out of you. You're like, I lost 10 pounds. I look fucking awesome.
I've thought about getting the person, but I go, why would I just want to expose myself when I could just go in a machine? But now I'm realizing that they can talk.
You wear a little tiny string thongy thingy. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, we both said thongy.
It's like a little baby thongy. And
it's a thong.
But yeah, it's the first time I ever had my boobs tan. I was like, oh my God.
First time I ever had my boobs tan.
It's awesome. I used to go a lot. I used to get sprayed just for the hell of it when I had a day job. And I was like, I'm going to get tan today.
It is so true. When you look at your body after a good tan with a bikini on, I mean, your tits and your ass are pale as shit.
White. Yeah.
Ew.
No, a spray tan really takes care of that. You're like, wow, who knew? I'm a Barbie doll.
Obviously, we're big spray tanners here. What I wanted to say is I had the goggles on. It reminded me of Cinderella's story and Jennifer Coolidge.
Aww.
Yeah.
Didn't you keep, well, you should have kept those glasses for the fucking eclipse. I bet those would work.
That's, I thought about it. Yeah. I was worried about going blind, but.
I miss Jennifer Coolidge. Where's she been?
Dude, I know. And I have her phone number, but I'm sure she's changed it.
You have her phone number?
Yeah. Yes. When
should
I went
call to call her right answer, now.
There's no way she would answer.
*69 it and then just say like, it's me, Dre.
Maybe I should just text her, hey, Jen, it's been a minute.
I dare you.
Wait, what's the story? How did this happen?
Oh my God. I think I've told it on the podcast, no? I went to dinner with her because my friend ran into her and he gave her my number and said she impersonates you. And Jennifer was so nice. And she said, I'll take her out to dinner in New York.
No shit.
And she took me out to dinner. And I think...
Say the punchline of who she thought.
I was somebody else because she kept asking, like, okay, now do the Jennifer or do the Jennifer Aniston voice. And I was like, I don't do that. But I did it because I was like, oh my God, she thinks I'm somebody else.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Oh,
Chandler.
What?
Wow.
No.
What?
And then she's like, now do Prince.
Okay, yeah, that's right. All right, do Liza Minnelli. I was like, I got nothing. But she gave me a number and she was so, so sweet. And then she started like to taper off as she was filming White Lotus. So I just like didn't hear from her. But
crazy.
That is why I had never heard that before.
Crazy. And so, yeah, she would always respond with tons of emojis. But the whole time she just wanted to talk about men. She was like, so how do you find men?
Yeah, I was sleeping with this one guy, but he was like embezzling money. So...
Yeah, and then she says she didn't have good luck with finding good men.
Aw.
Yeah.
I hope she found a man and that's where she is.
I know.
She's probably filming a bunch of shit and then like in a year, she's going to have like 3 movies out. We're exactly. like, oh, that's exactly. where she is. There she is.
Because she needs to be doing like everything under the sun.
Yeah, right?
Everything.
The best. What else did we want to cover here? Do we have any other hard news? More naked Bianca Censori?
When her documentary comes out, we are doing a full coverage.
What is happening? I did the video we talked about I literally, I was like, I don't know her voice or name. I'm not going to do an impersonation.
Right.
Just going to do the outfit. And it was a little scary. I haven't been naked on the street in a minute and I did it. It was freezing too. And I was like,
you did it on a cold day.
Jared, hold my coat. I literally walked for 2 seconds and that was it. Like,
I just don't understand why, out of all places, she gets all dressed up with actually lack thereof. And then she goes to Cheesecake Factory.
I think he honestly is like
controlling her.
That's all you wear.
Yeah.
No. I got you an outfit, babe. And it's literally sheer tights. And she's like, can I wear like a bra? And he's like, only if it's sheer. I don't know. It's so weird.
It's beyond weird because her content would be so good. And the fact that she doesn't do content means she's not allowed to do content.
You think?
I think, yes, he's very controlling. He did that with Kim.
Yeah.
And that's why we looked at Kim's outfits for a while and we're like, what the hell is going on there?
Kim also would wear like those like
weird
stocking like leggings with like a little tiny bra.
Yeah.
A lot. Like this looks like Kim's look.
Completely.
So weird.
It's weird how much she looks like her, but.
And it's getting just... less and less.
Yeah.
She was on today. The like Page Six like loves. They have like a whole section of like where are Bianca Censori's nips today? Like, and she's literally butt naked. Like it's like a sheer tube top dress.
I don't like the look. So I worry for her, and I'm wondering when this is all going to come out.
I don't know. I will say I felt hot wearing it. I like being naked, though. You know what I mean?
That's true. You're an exposer.
I'm an exposer. I love wearing just like, I'm like, wait, underwear's in and you could just wear your underwear out. Like, that's great.
Shorts? Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
I think I need to go on a cookie cleanse, though. I know that sounds so crazy, but like I eat cookies every day. And if I stop for a month, like, will I like my body more? I might.
Question. That's
more than likely. This. Yes. But.
Like I said to Jared, I'm like, my pants are tight. Like, we need to stop eating cookies and we keep getting more cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, because they're not a problem.
Delicious. Oh, no, I've been eating everything at Eataly because we have like the leftovers. So I get to take it all home. So I had this huge vat of mozzarella. I've just been like slinging mozzarella and capicola, salami, prosciutto. And I'm like, this can't be good.
But it's fresh.
It's fresh. Like, fresh. I love food. When they say this, like, you're never going to gain weight in Italy because, it's all fresh ingredients. I'm like, no, the carbs are doing its
more
thing.
More cheese?
Please. Yes, of course.
I went to Italy once for 3 weeks and I came back like 3 jean sizes heavier. And my mom was like, yeah, have some yogurt.
Here's the thing. I think Italians, their bodies are used to that type of carb intake. Mm. And they're in the fields. They're doing work. They're walking everywhere. So in our lives, we're not getting that. And
my frail Jewish body was like, I'm sorry. Two pasta twice a day plus gelato?
Please.
Like, girl.
Players.
But that's the thing. That's why you see so many Italians in America, myself included, who end up because our food culture is so rich that we end up humongous in America. Because I think you're right. There's not as much walking around. There's not as much, you know, swimming in the sea. There's not as much all this shit that like Italians do to maintain this. The French too. I don't understand how French people are so thin.
They're eating baguettes all day.
Yeah.
Baguettes
and cheese, and
butter and croissants.
It's crazy to me.
Similar foods, just different, you know, like palate.
Yeah.
Right. No, also Italian people are very proud about their culture and everything. And I love it so much. Obviously, I'm obsessed with the Italian culture. But I had this woman, she was passing by and we were doing little like sauce demos.
Okay.
And she gave one look. She's coming by at the cart. She takes a look at the table. And I told her, we're doing sauce demo today. And we're pairing it with this fresh basil that we fly in. And it's sourced. And she just goes, I make my own sauce. I know. We're just doing a demo. She's like, I don't need to try it. I do my own. Oh my God. Well, then fucking bottle it and let us serve it here. And we'll demo it to the public.
That's so funny.
They're very, very proud. You'll get some people. And then other people are like, oh, I know this cheese. I love it.
Was this woman single?
She was definitely a nona. And she was
You looking for a new grandma?
No,
yo, not, you looking for a new
definitely
grandma?
For a new nona.
Good Lord. I mean, hearing
what
though,
young woman, hot Italian girl, be like, I make my own. I'd be like, please.
I don't know. I think that if
I would say that. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm serving soup. Anna's like, please.
I think
please
in this part own. Of the country, I take a lot of pride in making my own sauce and gravy and stuff. You know, like I think that like if you grow up in that kind of family. You know, I think that's like kind of part of the deal.
You definitely
like we never ate jarred sauce. That was like insulting in my family.
Oh, wow.
It totally is.
Like,
don't take it out on the demo, girl.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Sauce, but I feel like I come home at like 9 p.m.
Right.
There's no way I'm starting to cook then.
Absolutely.
You know? Like.
You got to be, certain that the day ahead, you got to be from your own tomatoes and it's a whole process.
It's a process.
I made chili this week, guys. Speaking of,
I thought it was a little warm. Well, of course, today's like 70 degrees, but when you made it, it was cold.
Cold. And honestly, chili has no season. I can make chili. I make chili in June.
Anna, as a soup queen, is chili a soup?
Yes.
It is.
And I will take that to the grave. I've had a lot of people come at me saying chili is a soup, but I'm sorry, it is. It is a soup.
And we said oatmeal is a soup.
Oatmeal is a breakfast.
Oatmeal is for sure a soup.
Yeah, it is. It's a thick soup. You know, in the words of Rachel Ray, we could even go into the stoop category of her book. She's got stoops.
Where is Rachel Ray?
I don't know.
That she made my life.
Where is Rachel Ray?
I would watch
Ray?
Her
Does she
after
still have her
school.
Show?
She doesn't.
On Food Network?
You know, her home.
I mean, not Food Network. ABC. Oh, yeah. She doesn't have her show anymore on ABC.
She doesn't. The Rachel Ray Show. I love Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. So she has a whole stoop section.
Stoops. Yeah. Which are thick, like between a stew and a soup. You know, if a soup and a stew were on the spectrum, stoop is kind of, you know, center.
Oh, my God. There should be a restaurant called Stoop Kids in New York.
And only does stew?
It only does, like stew and soups.
And you can like leave your kids there all day long and they just like
hang out. Right.
It's like kind of like a
rocks of cops.
We could have a stoop set up for the kids, and then you can also make your own stew soup.
In my soup restaurant, no kids allowed. Okay,
kind of welcome all. Okay, no, I get that.
One day I will have a soup line. I believe I will.
We said this year, Anna, we said you're writing a cookbook.
You're right. You want to know something? I filmed myself making that chili the other day because I used to film these soup recipes, but they're all very long. And I don't know that I want to go back and like chop them, chop, chop, chop. Maybe I could, but right. They're very pandemic-y too. So all the jokes are a little like lockdown. And so I filmed it, but I'm like, it's not even that funny, but I think that's okay. I think it's okay because people always ask me when I post the photos of my soups, they're like, send the recipe. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of just like made it. So
right.
I think if it'll force me to put down the recipe in the caption, if I'm film like, it. Here's my chili recipe, right. You know?
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm trying over here.
I respect it. We need to actually make it happen because we keep saying it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. This chili, I will say, was a little sweeter. Okay. I went really hard on the chipotle flavor, which is sweet and smoky and, you know, sweet and spicy, I should say. Chipotle. Yeah. Jared was like, it's sweet. And I was like, well, that's why you have the sour cream and cheese and like, you know, chives, whatever, to like salty it up.
Right.
It was good. It was really good. I always do a veggie turkey chili, no beans.
No beans.
No, fuck the beans. You know, you get to a certain age, you can't fuck with beans anymore.
Is that because you have flatulence?
For sure.
I don't want my stomach to hurt.
Yeah.
Your stomach's hurt with beans?
Oh my God.
It's a staple in the Mexican culture.
It is. And when I order Mexican, I'll get some beans, you know, and I'll suffer for a night.
Chili is a different beast. There's so many more beans in a chili.
Yeah, but you would be surprised.
Black beans, pinto beans.
You tried my chili, had no beans.
And I did love it.
Oh, I'm sure it's great without beans.
Because if you put enough other stuff in it to like supplement the beans, you don't even miss them.
Right, right.
Yo, that's so true. I didn't miss them in yours. Yeah.
Because I do meat and veggies. Right. So it depends on the, and I do carrots, which is a random one, but carrots kind of like have that beany.
They're full.
Like,
Yeah.
They soak it up.
That's true.
You do a mushroom, right?
Sometimes. Jared's not a huge mushroom fan, so it's, you know, it's a sometimes vegetable in our house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Now I'm starving thinking about it.
You're making me hungry too.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait.
Absolutely.
But speaking of flatulence, Dre finally remembered the, what was it? The trend.
The trending, it's another health trend, obviously.
Okay.
And last week we talked about the oat Zempic drink.
Oat Zempic, yes. Right. Which is blended oats, lime, water, and cinnamon.
Is it cinnamon? Yeah, cinnamon.
Sounds delicious.
This week the trending health kick is fart walks.
Fart walks.
It's a post-dinner walk. You can take it with a loved one. That is preferred.
Is that recommended in the description?
As recommended.
Find a partner and then go on a fart walk.
Yeah, I guess it does.
It sounds like something you should do single, solo.
And then, yeah, probably. And this is also the woman that went viral for it is like in her 60s, it looks like.
I did see a post about this. Right? Okay.
Like clearly she's an empty nester. Her and her husband take long walks after dinner because they've got the time.
I love long flatulence walks on the beach.
On the beach. Put that in your profile, dating profile.
Wait, so can you explain what is it? You just fart?
Apparently she says that after dinner, once you start moving your legs, it helps the air to leave your body. So you literally go on a walk and you fart. So then when you get back home, you're not farting on your significant other. All over the place and farting at nighttime.
God.
How nice.
And keeping the air in. How nice, right?
How nice.
But here's like, what? Also, when I walk, I'm not farting. Like, I need to stick my butt up in the air. I need to have a release. Like, I don't just like get, I don't walk and feel air leaving my body.
Yeah. I mean, it's very funny. I've noticed Jared's very free now in the morning.
Is he?
It's in the morning.
Then?
And I hear it from the other room and I'm like, that was so loud.
When they're pissing, Mike, back me up on this. When men are taking a morning piss
and they fart
and they proceed to fart in mid-piss, nothing irks me more than that.
It's so loud.
Did you guys not? Like the morning you wake up, you clear everything out.
Yeah, but maybe you should take a walk after dinner at night and clear that out before you get in bed, you know, instead of boxing it all up for the AM.
So in the morning, you guys don't wake up and like clear the pipes.
Not like that.
Not like
really.
That. No. You know what it is also? It's because we're also
ladies.
Sitting.
We don't fart.
I know. Ladies don't fart or shit. It's a miracle.
But men are standing up and their air ricochets between their butt cheeks, and that it just makes this loud fart while pissing.
No
boys allowed.
The bathroom is like the one place where I feel like, you know.
It's your domain. You're allowed to do what you want.
Fart, shit, piss, do whatever you want. I mean,
there's so much noise that comes out of men in the morning.
Yeah. And then also the clearing of the up top, like all that shit. Yeah, wow. There is. It's gross. I know.
Men in the morning, I just.
Wow.
You're so noisy.
Very noisy.
Yeah. And the piss is just a horse piss. Yeah, it's like the stream. I go, is there an animal in there? I mean, wait, it's feeding time at the zoo. I go, what the? An earthquake.
This woman, she called it a flatulence walk, but my brain just was like, why wouldn't she rebrand hot fart walk?
Oh my God, duh. You know what? A hot fart walk.
Sorry, hot girl walk. We are in the hot fart walk era.
You got to wear your little Obey weight, ankle weights.
Yeah, and you got to wear noise canceling headphones if you're going with your partner.
Yeah,
I just can't.
That's a must.
I love going on a walk at post dinner, but it's not for farting.
Me too. I love walking home from dinner. Yeah, you go to a good restaurant and then you're like, oh, we have to walk home. It's like a nice. Whew.
It's European of you.
Very European, yes.
Very.
Yes, here in Brooklyn, we are also European.
Definitely. That's for sure.
All right, well, I feel like we should take a quick break, now that we are all... Now that we've let out all the gas.
She's on one today.
We'll be right back.
I am.
We're taking those big...
And we're back. Big wig bite section.
Big wig bites. Okay. If you guys have never listened to the other 61 episodes of this podcast, sometimes we're inspired, right? We either ate a big wig bite, an amazing bite that week, or we bring in something to try a big wig bite that we haven't had yet.
It's either a brand that we love. Sometimes they send us things.
Limited edition
Campbell's melted cheese sandwich.
Oh my God.
Soup.
To kick off Big Wig Bites, I have a gift for Andrea to kick off the Big Wig Bites segment. I bought it today.
What?
Dre, close your eyes.
What is this? A cockroach in my hand?
It's not a cockroach.
I can't imagine it would be a cockroach.
For Big Wig Bites, are you ready?
Okay.
Open your hand.
This is a pin. Oh my gosh, stop it.
Oh, that's cute.
It's Anna. A pin. It's a pin. And not only is it a Campbell soup pin,
it's an Andy Warhol pin.
Anna, I saw it today and I was like,
eclipse potentially grew your heart 10 sizes larger.
This is my rom-com, like that Amy Schumer movie. I'm like, I looked at the eclipse and now I'm a fucking nice person.
Anna has just been she goes, guys, I'm making videos.
Guys, I looked at it. I'm not blind. I'm sweet.
She brought me a gift.
I even texted them. I was like, I come bearing gifts. They were like, one of your puppies.
Right, you're going to bring a dog? Like, amazing.
Cool. Delay us.
Anna, this is so sweet.
I thought you would like it. It said Dre, it matched her kitchen.
And
she's got denim on. It matches.
It matches so well.
Right? Where else do you put a pin? On a denim jacket?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like right here or like am I doing the pocket? Maybe the pocket.
So cute.
Anna, thank you. I love you.
I love you too. I love you too. And we love Andy Warhol and Campbell Soup. You know, a soup queen comes bringing a soup can.
She does. This is a great gift.
You want to know something? This is a side note. When I was shooting the soup queen video the other day, I was like, hi, I'm Anna. For those of you who don't know, I'm a soup queen. And after I stop recording, just take my ego down, Jared. He goes, you should really say self-proclaimed soup queen. I go, excuse me. I'm sorry. Have I not cooked? Look at me with the knife. Have I not cooked soups for 8 fucking years for you? And you're telling me to add in self-proclaimed?
I'm just careful with that knife.
Hold on. I'm just going to cut some wires here, Mike. Don't worry.
The way should that I, Jared just checked your ass.
Should I break up with him?
That's a line you don't cross. First of all,
for you, bitch.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, you film him taking the taste test every time. Like a soup.
Yeah, I do. And he's usually complimentary.
Right.
Don't you tell me like self-proclaimed.
self-proclaimed. Has anybody trademarked Soup Queen? I don't know.
I don't know. Me. Yeah. The Soup Queen. I'm going to buy the fuck. I have the email address. Sorry. Sorry.
She got the email.
The Soup Queen at Gmail. You guys can fucking write to me. There are big plans. No, but the fact that he said that is, yeah. It was like, you know,
yeah.
Slit my throat.
I mean, King Henry VIII his ass.
Thank you.
I would be pissed.
I was whatever. Pissed.
You're a Soup Queen in our eyes, and I don't want to hear anything about
it. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you all for supporting me. Okay, back to our Big Wig Bites. So
what do we have here?
Here's the thing. This was, we're re-gifting, I should say, because I was sent this gorgeous tin from Citarella, one of my all-time favorite places in New York City. I've lived in this city on and off since 2008. Citarella is a go-to. If you haven't had their dill dip there, what are you doing? If you haven't had their turkey meatballs, the pre-made ones, you are missing out on fucking gold, okay?
Wow.
If you, I honestly, there's no other place I go to buy the crudité because I love that dill dressing. Oh my God. It's heaven. It's heaven.
That sounds amazing.
They do great stuff there. They got great prosciuttos. They've got great Parmesan. I'm sorry, Italy, but Citarella is a classic,
right.
You know?
Right.
It's a staple of New York.
It is a staple of New York. It's been New York for ages.
Hamptons.
Yeah.
I used to always go to the downtown one. Anyway, they sent me this because I probably posted how much I love going to Citarella. They sent me this gorgeous, how do you say it? Panettone?
Yeah.
Panettone,
which is basically like a ginormous pastry cake.
Yeah, it's like a large cake. Breaded.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 2 pounds at least. I want to tell them what it is. So this is their tradizionale panettone. And they have candied, it's a handcrafted in Sicily with candied orange and sweet sultanas. What is sultanas? Is that like
Zoe
a raisin?
Zoldana.
Zoe sultanas. It's a light and airy cake as a breakfast treat or with coffee. Well, guess what? It's a Big Wig Bite today. And I just thought, here, you can see it on camera. I just thought, let's give it a go.
So delicious.
You want to cut this? I feel like you have better control right now. I don't know why, but she seems closer to it than me.
Absolutely. The thing I love about panettone is just how the bread is made. It's so fluffy.
It looks so fluffy. And I'm not going to lie. This has been sealed in my apartment since February. I was in LA when they sent it. And then it looks so festive. I wanted to make a big deal out of it. And I was like, oh my God, bring it to the podcast. Hello. Wow, okay. It's like it's like challah bread.
Yes. It's so fluffy and it's got that.
It is, yeah, it's a lot
candy.
Like challah bread.
This is a
like sultana is fruit, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to give it a go.
It's so good. I would love to dip it in some. Oh my God.
It's sweet.
It's at the level.
It's so sweet. It's got like a nice crust.
No, but it's like the consistency is, it's like a brioche.
Like a brioche.
It's soft. Oh my God, this is sick.
It's got a nice smell too, you know?
It's like the fruity.
Dunk it in your coffee.
Oh my God, the aromas that I'm getting. Okay.
The boon. I'll put a little butter on it.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Slather the butter.
Slab of butter. It's so good.
If you close your eyes and you listen to it, you guys sound like animals.
I love it. This is sick.
I gotta say, I've had a lot of panettone in my life. This is insane.
This is amazing.
Pull it out of your chest.
Cinderella?
She dropped it in her chest.
I got a little Cinderella in my chest.
Save that for your boyfriend.
I love it.
Wow. The raisins.
I love the raisins in it.
I don't usually like a raisin bread. It's kind of like a bread, right?
Definitely a bread.
Really
a
good.
Sweet bread.
Cinderella, honestly, they're baked goods. Oh my God, they're cookies. So I knew really this would good. Be a hit. You gotta try it, Mike. You like panettone?
Yeah, I'll have a little piece once the...
It's good. I don't know why this is just a Christmas food. Hello.
You know what? On Easter time, they do Columbus. Same exact thing, just a different shape.
This is a thing. There's so much Italian food that is so much like other Italian food.
Right.
Like this is, it's not much different than an Easter bread.
It also tastes something. Like a raisin challah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like challah bread, soda bread, Irish soda bread. Like a lot of this shit is kind of the same. It's pretty close.
I thought it would be a little, it's got like an almondy flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting like a little almond.
Amaretto.
It's like you go to any bakery or whatever. Yes. Same thing with like French pastries and croissants.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like they're all versions of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of a fluffy pastry.
Basically, the human race was like, we thrive on carbs.
Right.
Put sugar in them. Even better.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's really nice.
No, I love it.
I could see if you're a coffee drinker, it goes
dip
well.
It a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah.
Goes it's well. So I'm difficult. Not a coffee drinker, but, you know, I can appreciate a baked good from any other bakery.
I mean, next week I got to compete now and I got to bring in an Italy pastry.
I love doing Big Wig Bites live. Too. I think we need to travel and go places and have a Big Wig meal and then like, you know, film
Absolutely.
It.
I think we should definitely do
it. It's going to be a travel segment.
I want it to be. I love eating on camera.
So do I. This week at Italy, not to diminish this at all, but I think I have one for next week.
Really?
We had cheese from the Dolomites, which is northern, right under Austria. So it's like a Swiss cheese. And we paired it with an orange blossom honey.
Mmm.
It was Big Wig.
Wow. any pairing. A fig jam or a honey or any pairing, that's a Big Wig move. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When you have guests over and you're not just serving, you know, meat and cheese, but you've got the little, you know.
Accoutrement.
The sauce on the side for it.
Mm. That's it.
Elevates it to a new level.
Here's that. And then here's when you have the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's elevating.
Maybe we'll take a little trip to Citarella. You have to try these turkey meatballs.
I want to try the dill sauce.
They've sustained me for 14 years. I don't know how many years. Many years. 100,000 years.
Absolutely. I was going to say since 1912.
And that's when I was born. Me and Citarella, we came on the map together.
You really, really showed up today. This is a great gift. My pin.
Dre is living her best life right now.
I am.
I love it.
Love it for us.
That's our episode, I think. Yeah?
I think it is. We feel good about this?
I feel great about it.
Absolutely. I love this episode.
Mike is all over this episode.
I thought this was great.
Mike, if you don't find your wife just from being on this episode, what are the Big Wig fans going to do?
What? Oh my God. We need to have like a raffle, a game. I don't know. Mike, your wife.
I'll set you up.
So far, we've had some, Anna's presented a couple interesting options.
Thank you. You better come to my show May 9th at Joe's Pub, everybody.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Because I'm setting Mike up with his wife.
I have a great one as well that I've been sitting on.
Okay.
She's a lawyer.
She's lawyers.
She has a dog and she has her whole life is like totally figured out. She's my best friend's cousin who lives in the city. She lives on the Upper West Side, has her own apartment.
Dre forgot we're recording.
maybe let's talk about this. Let's
get the show on this. Name and address. Go.
Yeah,
go.
Right.
I did forget we were recording.
I love it.
We'll handle this off air. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Big Wig's Podcast. Remember to subscribe.
Yeah, let us know if you loved the bonus episode of...
oh my God, it's doing great on the YouTube.
Chris and Court, yeah, we're ready to do round two, okay? We're always ready to do round two.
Follow us everywhere. You get your podcasts and get tickets to Anna's show.
Get tickets to the show. Dre's in it too. It's both of our shows.
Please. God, Anna is just so giving today. I'm worried. What's happening?
The eclipse made me nice.
Love you. Bye.